And so I've taken these prayers that Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus, and I've personalized them. So I would like for you just to take at least once a day, maybe in the morning or night before you go to bed, read the front and back, and start saying these prayers about yourself. Okay? Because I believe that once this is planted within your spirit, because you are affirming these prayers, you're going to get a greater understanding of what I'm trying to communicate, but I'm just giving you something to participate in. All right?
Join with me now while I read and pray and believe Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, and Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. Make this your personal prayer of faith. Father God, in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for granting me the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of insight into the mysteries, secrets, and deep and intimate knowledge of yourself. Thank you for allowing the eyes of my heart to be flooded with the light of your truth, so that I can know and understand the hope and confident expectation for which you have called me, revealing just how entirely full and complete your glorious inheritance is in the saints. I am asking you for the revelation of yourself to know, understand, and grasp the endless, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of your power in and for me as I continue to believe you and your word. The same mighty power and ability of yours that you demonstrated in your Son, Jesus Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heaven. This position and authority that Jesus now holds is far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and over every name that is named, and above every title that can be given, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which is to come. Father, I acknowledge that you have put all things under Jesus' feet and have appointed him the supreme head of the church, which is his body. I thank you that the fullness of Jesus fills every aspect of my life, in all ways and at all times, that I may represent you in a full and complete manner. Ephesians 3:14 to 21. For this reason, I humbly bow my knees before you, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for making me part of your family that are in heaven and on earth. Also, thank you for giving me the family name and becoming my heavenly Father. Thank you for granting me, out of the riches of your glory, to be strengthened and reinforced with your mighty power and ability by the Holy Spirit who indwells my innermost being. Thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ, by faith, actually lives, dwells, and makes his permanent home of residence within my heart, causing me to be firmly rooted in and established deeply in your love, granting me the ability to understand and grasp with all your holy children just how wide, long, deep, and high your love is for us all. Thank you that I am really coming to know and experience the love of Christ Jesus within myself, which far surpasses just intellectual knowledge. This is causing my life to be filled with the full expression and divine presence of yourself while here on earth. Father, I speak this faith-filled prayer directly to you, acknowledging now you have the ability to far surpass in a very great way to accomplish more than all I've asked or thought, according to your power that is now at work in my life. Father God, to you be the glory, honor, and recognition in the church, the body of Christ, your family of children in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Thank you, Father, for granting this prayer request. I have total trust and confidence in you to answer it. In the name of Jesus Christ, as prayed, according to your word, Amen.